And we are now going to pause for just a moment and talk with our astronomical assignment editor, Beth McDonald, and she is here to share with us some information about what in the world is going on these days. We just came out of what seemed like a never-ending phase of Mercury in retrograde. We came out of that in the mid to late September. But things are still not quite on an even keel yet, and yet we're also heading into some pretty neat holidays for a wide variety of us, those of us of faith. Beth?
Well, thank you, Richard. Thanks for giving me another assignment, and thank you, John. It's so good to hear your voice again.
I know you, don't I?
You do. You were.
We've met before.
Yes, we have. We've worked together before, and you were one of those people in the right place with the right words at the right time early in my career, and I'm just really grateful for who you are in the world and what you do. And
well, aren't you sweet?
Well,
it's a small
you.
Planet. It's a small
it's
planet.
It's a small planet, you know, and you just keep doing the right thing, and it all works out.
Absolutely. So tell us what's going on from the point of view of, say, the stars, or for that matter, from our own psyches, in terms of what it is that we make ourselves aware of that then in turn seems to influence our behavior.
Well, one of the biggest things for me right now is the Venus retrograde, which is in Scorpio. You know, Venus rules our relationships, and the story you shared from the Oz book of the chasm or the chasm and jumping, the lion jumping over that, and how he took all of his friends with him and they bonded through that. You know, the Venus retrograde is a lot about looking around at what's going on and how do we work together to solve it. And it can be, you know, all retrogrades force us to slow down, which in American culture is kind of...
That's verboten.
That's just not what we do.
No.
And one of the things I see a lot right now in my practice is people are having these amazing opportunities to really slow down and sort through what they value in their friendships and their relationships and the different incidents and issues in their lives, and kind of revisit what's important and then recommit to those things.
And so we have these various holidays. Halloween is, for most of us here in the States, is the big one that's fast approaching on the 31st, which happens to be on a Sunday this year. I'm actually going to be out whale watching, assuming there will be any whales out there to watch on the 31st with some friends and my wife and some friends of ours. Regardless, I just love being out on the water. I don't care if a whale goes by or a can of tuna. Preferably not a can of tuna, mind you, but you know what
right.
I mean. And then, of course, we have Thanksgiving, latter part of November. I know that Hanukkah's coming, and Christmas, and what's the other one? It's like the triple threat in December, and I can't think of the third one that's only been around.
Kwanzaa.
Thank you very much.
And
that's
then the winter solstice.
The solstice.
And
there's so, number four.
Yeah, it's a time when ancient peoples believed that the walls between the world are the thinnest, and so it's the easiest to access our inner wisdom, the wisdom of the ancestors, the wisdom of the gods, the universal oneness, and if again we can slow down and allow ourselves to be comforted and reassured by those things, it makes it easier for us to get along in the world and with each other. And And I think these holidays are a large part of that, of focusing.
So in closing, what would you recommend that we be doing at this time to best take advantage of the opportunity?
Right now, I think this time of year, anything that directs your attention inward between now and Thanksgiving is massive. You know, regular prayer and meditation, or putting more time and energy into that. Workshops like the one John has coming up, anything that takes you back to drink from the well of the unconscious is going to be helpful.
Well, wonderful. Well, we will look forward to talking with you in 2 weeks and getting
Alrighty
more information,
then.
Okay?
Alrighty then.
I think 2 weeks, it's the 30th, day before Halloween.
Yes, it is.
We'll be in touch.
Very good. Thanks, guys.
Thank
Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.